Welcome to Nerdist Podcast number 397. I'm sitting on the couch watching Skydart play Mass Effect 3 again. She's Commander Shepherding it up.
Fem Shep.
Sounds like Cerberus talk. Thank you for watching Talking Bad. If you did, it's Sunday night when I'm recording the intro for the Monday podcast. Aaron Paul and Anna Gunn were fantastic guests, and next week, Bob Odenkirk and Samuel L. Jackson will be our guests on Talking Bad. So we're on an hour after Breaking Bad, right after Low Winter Sun at 11 p.m. Eastern on AMC. Also, a bunch of fun stuff going on over the Nerdist channel on YouTube, youtube.com/Nerdist. Cop Skyrim has come back for Season 3. We put up Aaron Paul's response video to his AMA. And also, a bunch of All-Star Celebrity Bowling's coming up soon with Jimmy Fallon Show and WWE and World's End cast. So there's going to be some good ones coming. And a couple more we're solidifying. So go to youtube.com/Nerdist. Click subscribe. I would really greatly appreciate it, as I do appreciate... Come on, Delta Team. Take it down a notch. Commander Shepard may be at the tram station waiting for extraction. She'd be waiting a lot longer if she were in the post office. Stamps. What? It's called a segue, Chloe.
Jesus Christ.
That's called a segue. All
right.
Oh, by the way, you should watch Chloe's show. She's got a show on the Sci-Fi channel called Heroes of Cosplay that's on Tuesday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern. Is that right?
It is at 7 p.m. Eastern.
7 p.m. Eastern. No, 10 p.m. It airs at 10 p.m. on the East Coast.
Yeah, 10 p.m. Oh, right,
7
p.m.
on the West Coast.
Right, 7,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so here's a cosplay. Watch Chloe make some costumes on the Sci-Fi channel. Woo! And now back to the Stamps.com sponsorship, which, by the way, Stamps.com will give you all the benefits of a postage meter, a fraction of the cost. All you need is a computer, and you just print that stuff out. Stamps.com is going to get you official U.S. postage for any letter or package, any class of mail. You'll never have to step into a crowded post office again and start quietly assessing people and judging them. And then you leave just kind of feeling worse than when you got there. You don't need to do that. Right now, there's a promo code NERDIST, special offer, no risk trial, $110 bonus offer with a digital scale and up to $55 of free postage. So don't wait. Go to stamps.com before you do anything else. Click the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in NERDIST. Then stamps.com and type in NERDIST. She said right away. Commander Shepard said right away. She was probably talking about stamps. Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't looking at that moment.
Way to go.
Well, thank you very much. I would. And now this episode of Nerdist Podcast is Kurt Brownoler, who does the K-Hole for us on the Nerdist Podcast Network. Kurt's hilarious. He does a live show at the Virgil every Monday night with Christian Schaal called Hot Tub. And also, he has a brand new comedy CD coming out called How Do I Land, which is coming out through Kill Rockstars. So go to killrockstars.com/howdoiland. Or if you just go to Kurt Brownoler's website, which is kurtbrownoler.tumblr.com, then you will actually see where you can get that link. Kurt's hilarious, and he's one of our dear friends, and so it was very cool to have him on. It's just Nerdist Podcast number 397. Oh, and this episode sees the birth of a new character, and it's not mine, and I hope we see a lot more of it on upcoming episodes of the Nerdist Podcast. I'm already envisioning the museum piece that we're going to make for this character. I don't want to build it up too much, but it's amazing. So here's the Nerdist Podcast number 397 with Kurt Brownoler. Commander Cloakbird.
Cloakbird?
Yeah.
You know who makes an amazing Commander Shepard costume?
I believe that'd be Holly Conrad.
It is, actually.
Commander Holly Conrad.
Go check her stuff out. She's awesome.
Yeah, Crab Cat. All right, here's the podcast.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Kurt, come, sit.
We're going to sit in today. Oh, it's nice in here.
Do you record in here? Where do you record your show?
At my home or in a car.
You know that, Chris. You listen to it.
All the time.
All the time. It's the first one that comes down on the pipe.
Let's do this the entire
time. How long until people stop listening if we just do this in song?
They didn't even click on it.
They heard tales. They heard tales of it. They're like, no way. I'm stopping now.
As they hovered over with the cursor was like yanked away.
It was like, I don't know. Is this possessed?
You don't want to click on this.
Is my computer possessed with a ghost with good taste?
I like that voice, Jonah.
It's a Matt Berry voice is all it is.
But it's almost like you could almost be it's almost like a Bender voice. I equated
it earlier to a Miami Vice extra.
Hey, Crockett, the cocaine's in the back.
You see?
That's Miami voice if it was animated and happened in the 30s. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's like an 80-yard bit of extra work, you know.
Over there.
We never got that line. Jonah, there's a guy over there. He's actually supposed to say, "Hey boss, I don't know where the coke is." But we didn't get it. So could you just record that for us?
Sure thing, boss.
Thanks, man.
What was the line again?
It's "Hey boss."
Hey boss.
You got it.
Hey boss.
I don't know where the coke is.
Hey boss. I don't know where the cocaine is.
Okay.
Oh, you went proper. Actually,
he's
a
little more proper. This guy seems rich.
Yeah, I prefer. Yeah. You know, here's the thing: the guy that you're supposed to be, he's a little down on his luck kind of guy, and he's
fallen angel. He's fallen angel. He was raised in a prep school, but now he's gone on hard times.
Yes, I know.
He's just walked past the screen. We didn't record the line on the day of, so we just need you to go ahead and say it.
No problem.
Just say it.
Hey, boss. The cocaine's in the back.
Okay.
Get it? What?
Opposite of what we needed you to say.
The final season of Miami Vice went millions of dollars over budget, over-directing the under-5 players.
Hey, boss, the cocaine's in the back.
No. Cut! Maybe we'll get it tomorrow.
All right.
Come back tomorrow.
I got this.
Your limo will be picking you up immediately.
Oh, thank you.
We're shooting cocaine boss guy for the rest of the week. So we'll
everybody take off.
Does he have other scenes? Nah, it's just this one.
I want to really nail it.
Our younger listeners who don't know what Miami Vice is, Jonah was doing his impression of Taizan Day.
People have played that video game, the Miami Vice.
Yeah, yeah. No, they saw the Michael Mann film. Yeah.
My one of my first sort of like cartoon comedy T-shirts that I ever owned was basically two rodents dressed like Crockett and Tubbs, and it said Miami Mice. That was my first when I was a
kid.
That was my first thought. Of course, Miami isn't a thing, and that's probably why it wasn't that.
Yeah.
Says
the guy with the Mugwai t-shirt.
Well, this is
is that the band or the animal?
No, this is the creature, and these are the instruction manuals that are.
It's not the real thing. It was the fake thing.
It's all in pictures, so it works for any language.
No, see, if this was in the movie, the movie would have never happened.
Yeah,
because the instructions were so cryptic.
So if the old guy was like Mugwai, too much responsibility. If he had just pulled out this t-shirt, he would have been like, oh well, that's pretty much it.
Water more of them. Eat after midnight, monster. And then I've been like, oh, we'll never do that. I'm not going to take it home. Thank you.
Yeah.
But, like, does it matter what time zone I'm in? Because that midnight thing is very...
It's where
and
you
then,
are.
So what if you're on a plane and you're crossing time zones and it's 11:59 and he eats something, but then you cross over into the next time zone and then it's only turning 11 o'clock.
And then when you go through that time zone, what if the Langoliers are there and they start eating you?
Oh, Jonah, please, just stay on point. Okay?
I'm trying to, but I'm talking about what are we flying into here.
How many
suspensions of disbelief? Is Jonah Ray Donovan coming out? I don't want Jonah Ray Donovan coming out.
Oh, someone's...
Yeah, it's spreading is all.
Spreading like them pussies.
It is my favorite thing he's ever done.
Yeah.
I don't know, I kind of like Cocaine Boss Guy. I'm a big fan.
Thank you.
Well, and again, he wasn't the boss, he was just an extra... Forget it.
This reminds me of there was a DJ in, I want to say...
Miami?
It was not Miami, it's Houston, Texas. And I think it's Houston, or Austin. But anyway, there's a radio show where one guy does all these different characters on the show. And puzzlingly, a lot of the people in the town don't know that it's one guy. And they're really... like the most like
the same similar
I'm
sound.
This it's yeah. I'm this character. Oh, and I'm this guy, and like they're all it's just like all the most sort of out in front
yeah.
stereotypical voices, and they argue with each other, and it's like you know, if Phil Hendry were Guy Fieri, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's a and people would come to the shows and be like, "Boy, I can't believe that, you know, Ed argued with Randall all morning on there, but it was really just the one guy." You're like, how can you not know? And you almost don't want to spoil it because, like, this is your Santa Claus. I cannot ruin this for you. That's what you could be for our show.
Sure.
You could be the guy of a million yeah. voices of everyone's too dumb to differentiate.
I just can't switch them fast enough is the only thing.
Yeah. Well,
who are we even talking to right now?
I don't know.
Same guy. Same.
I don't know why this
what
guy
if
gets.
We all put, talked this way.
Honestly, if he was, I don't know why he's in Miami Vice. He sounds like a ghost. He sounds like he's in London.
Hey, born and raised from Fort Lauderdale.
It could be like Miami Vice Sixth Sense, where
he's dead the whole time.
He died in the beginning.
Yeah,
like nobody in a raid, knows. And they didn't. He didn't know.
In a raid,
still want to crack this case.
Oh, now he wants to. You want to help the cop?
I was playing undercover. The cocaine.
Undercover ghost.
Undercover
ghost.
Dun, 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 dun. Hello.
And the cover is the like the ghost blanket.
Yeah.
30, he's the sheet.
30 years ago, I died investigating a crime.
Get out of. Okay, wait. Get out from under the sheet and get into under the cover.
This Friday.
Undercover ghost. Do, 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 do. Friday nights in summertime. CBS.
The sheet heats the fan. What is your background, Kurt? Are you, is it sketching? I believe it is sketching.
Mostly
improv.
Paisley. Caucasian. Mostly Paisley. I love a nice sunset background.
Sure. Yeah.
I came up improvising. Started in like 99 or so at UCB in New York, and then did that for a long time. For like 8 years and taught and thought I could make a living improvising. Guess what, guys? You can't.
No.
You can't.
No.
It is a bad financial idea.
Why would you ever think that you could?
Because we
a little bit of money.
We made like, we invented this new form that never existed. We traveled the world with it. Like, I was like, maybe we could do this.
What's the new form that you invented?
It was a long time ago. It was probably in 2001. But it was called the Neutrino Video Projects, which was a fully improvised movie that was shot, scored, and edited while the audience watched it.
Jesus Christ.
So we had three live camera crews that would run live outside. We would get suggestions from the audience, and then crews would leave with two actors. They would shoot, all three crews would shoot a two-minute scene. All those tapes would be physically run into the theater, literally still when we had tapes and cameras. And then that would set up like 9 minutes of footage that the audience was watching. While they're watching that 9 minutes, we're shooting 2 minute more scenes, which is six more minutes. And we're just kind of like beating the clock. And then it's like a Herald structure. So at the end, all of the three different stories come together in one.
The Neutrino
like
video
Altman
system
style.
Ended when most of the cast died from the stress of just fucking shoot.
It was so, it took so many people, and to travel with that many people. Oh, 16 people to do the show.
Fuck.
Wow.
Yeah. That's one of the reasons we couldn't make any money.
Yeah.
So I decided to write around that. Around 2004, I was like, I got to start writing.
2004, was that Super Deluxe Time yet? Or was that the next year?
It's
after
just,
that?
It was Super Deluxe Time was the next year.
Yeah.
So Kristen and I started working together in 2004.
Kristen Schaal.
And the then, most. Yeah, I think then we did Penelope Princess of Pets. Super Deluxe at the same time you were doing stuff.
Yeah. I remember loving. Penelope, Princess of Pets, I thought was so fucking good and so like dense, full of just fantasy. And then I was so bummed it couldn't get any more because you guys started turning into cardboard, and that was the last I ever saw.
Yeah, we definitely did not think of making things last long. It was just like, what's the next idea? Do it. Okay.
Yeah.
Now we're cardboard.
When we were doing it, it was before, and we started, probably you guys too, it's like we all started making stuff for this site, Super Deluxe, before. Like
the internet understood.
Yeah, but before it even like they were sending in videos before the site even launched.
Yeah.
And so like you know, me and Neil Mahoney and Peter Tencio were all just like, we gotta all the money they're giving us, we gotta throw it into these videos.
Yeah.
And then like when the videos came out, there was like there was, you know, like Chelsea Peretti, just man on the street. I was like, oh, she really saved a lot of money doing this.
Super Deluxe was born out of in the mid 2000s when a bunch of big companies said hey, people seem to enjoy watching comedy on this internet thing. Let's become the new television.
Let's figure it out right now.
And so they sank millions, like Sony and Turner, Super Deluxe was Turner, and Funny or Die launched around the same time. Yeah. And all these companies didn't understand what they learned was that people don't watch the internet like they watch television.
Yeah.
Like they don't, it's, there's no like destination.
Yeah.
You know, they think, oh, people will just come to our web portal and just be buried under all of the comedy they're going to watch. Furman and I did CPBS, which was Country Public Broadcasting, where we did a bunch of, country science songs. Bathing with Bierko, I think, was...
Bathing with Bierko was one. Who's the guy that was with... Eugene Merman's Bobby Tisdale.
He did a chicken like, one.
Yeah,
where he just
yeah.
had like a hotel and a chicken ran it or something. And
yeah,
I remember doing
or
one
like
of those.
Or the chicken was the
innkeep.
I can't remember.
So.
Yeah.
Anyway, the net of it was that Funny or Die is the only one that still exists. Like almost all of them folded within a year
or completely changed the format. Like Cracked. Like where they just completely tried to do something else.
Well, Super Deluxe got absorbed by Adult Swim.
What was fascinating though, they got absorbed by Adult Swim, but they dumped all their programming so that all that stuff that they had paid for, and they probably paid a few million dollars for all this content.
Probably. Yeah.
It just they never loaded it up anywhere else.
Only Tim and Eric.
Hundreds and hundreds. Yeah, they just took, I think, like two things. Yeah, like Super
Eric
Jail,
and think,
Tim and Eric,
and
Brad Neely stuff.
And Brad Neely's. Yeah, I think we were given $40,000 to produce, I don't know, 4 or 5 videos, I think. So it was about, so it was like, you know, $8,000 to $10,000
per video. Per apps.
Yeah. So it was, which, you know, at the time, when you first get a chunk of money like that, you go, oh my God, we can make Apocalypse Now.
Yeah, and then you figure out, nope.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh no, this goes real fast. Yeah,
I got audited because of fucking Super Deluxe.
So did I.
Jonah.
No,
yeah.
you got audited too?
Well, it's just because they hand you a check.
They hand you a check. It was like a $125,000 check, and I was like, oh, well, I should have started a company and done it there, but I did it under myself and then had all the books
checks,
and everything, but I gave checks to everyone. And I was fine in the end, but it was like, you know, a fucking year of proving to the IRS that I didn't.
What if the IRS was like,
pay out so much.
If these videos are hilarious, we'll
we'll be okay.
Yeah, that's right.
We'll be okay.
And if, if the videos were crap, they're like,
get a few chuckles.
You didn't spend $125,000 on these.
I literally sat on the phone with the IRS. I was like, can I just send you some links? These, you'll see it on the screen.
What's a link?
Yeah.
Well,
they didn't.
But also, like, what computer algorithms going through and being like, whoop, 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 struggling comedian, nail him to the wall.
Yeah.
Like, he's the one we got to get our money from.
But have you seen this bank? It's like, look at how much tax it's avoided.
Look at how many,
too much. I think the IRS computers actually still go boop 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 boop. That's the problem. They don't know any better.
Then they punch the card and then reel the tape in.
Yeah. You go click on this link and the guy goes, okay, hold on a second. You hear
idiots.
I just watched Superman 3 yesterday, and when and I don't know why there was, I didn't know how the, I don't remember how much comedy was supposed to be in Superman 3.
Yeah, that's
like
why they got
Richard Pryor stuff. But when he like hacks into whatever system that controls the world, all it is just these big tape machines going on, and it's like 17 shots of just tape starting to turn.
My favorite part of that
after he goes to night school to learn computers.
Yeah, because he's standing
so fast.
He's standing in the unemployment line, and someone gives him a book of matches, and it's like, you should learn computers.
Learn computers.
And you know how people just stumble into hacking, where like he's training at the school. And the guy's like, you're not supposed to be able to do – how are you doing this? And he's like, I don't know. I'm just typing. If you're a hacker, you probably have a pretty good idea of what you're typing. Yeah. But I guess he was supposed to be the comedic super genius.
In the late 70s, they assumed that computers would be a lot like having a natural proclivity towards piano.
Right.
Maybe he picks it up fast.
Yeah.
There are keys.
It was more like magic. I remember watching it as a kid and just being like, seeing War Games and be like, all I need is one of those things to stick my phone into.
Boom.
And then I could launch missiles. Like, that was all I needed.
There was one cool part of that movie, which was...
Which movie?
Superman 3.
Okay.
Where she gets sucked into the supercomputer and it like... And then turns her into a shitty looking robot.
Yeah.
That was really fun.
But is that the girl with the giant boobs?
No, that's Pamela.
It's the evil lady.
That's Pamela Stevenson, who was my therapist.
What?
Yes,
she became a psychologist.
She became
And she's married to
Billy Connolly, and she was a SNL cast member.
This is very strange. Wow.
Yeah. So, so my therapist fucked Superman.
Okay.
She fucked Superman in the movie. They have sex.
Yeah.
Or
did
at least
she fuck Superman in real life?
Could you come on that Superman?
Did you come on that Superman?
Come on that. Could you come
Where's all the cum getting out?
Could you come on that Superman? Hey guys. Like you just since we're just doing all the crazy voices. Yeah, Superman 3. If you watch the first four Superman movies one right after another, each one is half as good as the previous one.
So by the time you get to four, it's an eighth?
It's zero.
It's zero
as good.
I don't remember any of that.
You don't remember any of it?
I know I saw the movie. I just don't remember.
So then what happens with Man of Steel then? Does it jump up or does it jump down?
That's debatable.
No, it jumps way up because Quest for Peace was, and I feel bad about saying this because Christopher Reeve was involved in
it. I suppose it does start turning the other way when Superman Returns happens, because then if Man of Steel has to be at least twice as good as Superman Returns.
Yeah, so it's the idea is that Lex Luthor gets Superman DNA. He gets Kal-El's DNA
Man.
And he creates this nuclear man with Superman DNA.
Oh boy.
And
is he called Nuclear Man?
I can't remember. Was he Nuclear Man?
Yeah,
yeah, he was Nuclear
Not
Man.
Not Atomic Man. I was thinking of something from the 50s. You're thinking of something from the 80s.
Yeah. And so...
same idea.
And then John Cryer's in it. John Cryer plays like Lex Luthor's nephew or something.
Also named Ducky, though.
He was also...
Ducky Luthor. His name.
That was Ducky. That's what he went on to do. It's like he didn't... You know, he got shit on in high school, and it's like, well, I'll show you. So it was...
Ducky!
Yeah.
My
so he went from Pretty in Pink.
My owns a company in New York.
I'm out of here.
Metropolis.
Metropolis.
I wonder if John Cryer still gets the... He must still get the Ducky.
I'm sure he gets the Ducky. It's his main thing, right?
Yeah.
I mean, what is John Cryer doing now?
Millions
of
week.
Dollars.
Millions a week.
Oh, he's on 2.5 Men.
Yes.
That's John Cryer.
Yep.
That's
still
That's
on.
Ducky.
We've just expanded your universe.
Look at that. I mean, like, not necessarily in a good way. You just informed me about 2.5 Men, but...
Hey, it's
a thing.
Hey, it's work.
Trabajo es trabajo.
Hey, it's work. Hey, anybody here write for it? I'm so sorry if I insulted you.
I'm going to say, I kind of feel bad for John Cryer because he seems like an okay guy. And everyone
Why
else
do you feel bad about him?
Because everyone else on that show... Because it's
show
very
is
hard.
Crazy.
Everyone, it's very hard to get a show on the air, and it's very hard to have a show be successful. And they, you know, that show could have gone on forever. And if it's like...
It's
so
still,
many people on the show...
It's still on.
I know it's still on, but I don't think it's as popular as it was.
Not one person on this planet will fault John Cryer for a second for being on that show.
No, I know. No.
He has earned enough goodwill amongst human beings, dealt with Charlie Sheen, dealt with Ashton Kutcher.
Pretty in Pink.
Ashton Kutcher seems like he's okay. It's the kid. The kid who
dealt
was...
with the crazy kid who now is the super Christian and having a meltdown.
He's the nuclear man of Christians.
Meanwhile, Ducky just shows up on time every day.
Do you think Ashton just gives everybody a Nikon cool pics when they come on set?
Yeah, just has them all over the
place. Guys, his name's Chris.
Yeah. It's Chris. Apparently. His name is Chris.
That was
right.
A fucking news story.
That was a weird thing.
On the Google News page.
Teen Choice Awards.
Ashton reveals name is fraud. Yeah, my name is Chris. Ashton's my middle name. What? Okay.
I didn't even click on it. Like, I didn't know his name was Chris until you said that. Because that's
how
much of a non-news story. I saw the headline. And but like most of Huffington Post,
but they presented it like I've been living with a lie, and I need everyone to know.
Yeah.
And it's really just I've done a thing that many actors have done before, which is just to use their middle name because
Jonah Ray.
Jonah Ray is one of them.
Just cooler.
Jonah Ray. See, I wish I had changed my name.
Now, what's your real name?
Yeah, Brian Brownoler.
Yeah, you're right. Alliteration's better.
Yeah. No, I used my middle name as my last name because I like open mics. Everyone kept on saying Rodriguez, and I felt I needed to explain why I looked the way I did.
When it's Rodriguez
for the
Rodriguez.
I really
Rodriguez
for a
Rodriguez.
Long time. I thought about going with a Y instead of an I for just Myra because everyone says Mira. Colin Hanks today also an example of that.
Yeah.
What
says Mira instead of Myra?
Hey, Mira.
Matt Myra.
Oh yeah. Man, that's a name drop humble brag.
Well, he just...
We were at Zanku.
Yeah, we were at
Zanku. Whoa!
I mean, garlic paste.
I gave Jonah some chicken. It was a good time.
Yeah, he did. I ate shawarma chicken. And I was like, that was fantastic. And then he got his later, opens it up. I was like, I made the wrong decision.
Now, did you guys ever do this when Snow's Informer was popular? Did you ever go, shawarma? Say no, say no, going on the play.
No.
I like you boom boom now.
I used to go, Michael Showalter.
Oh, much more indie.
You don't need to say Michael.
Yeah,
just work better.
Cool. Just take it out. Take it out. Take it out. Then forget I said
it. Edit point. Katie, cut this out.
Yeah, you're right. You're
Brown
right.
Older. It knows the
I don't even know the song, but I like that you use my name.
It was a white rapper from the Jamaican area.
Pull it up,
of
Katie.
Toronto. And it was
Snow. His name was Snow.
He went by the name Snow.
The song is called Informer, and it was all in patois.
And it was the album was called 12 Inches of, I think.
Snow.
12 Ooh. Inches of Snow.
Jonah Radio, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, and it was like the whole thing was, it's like he's a white guy, but he talks like
he's,
so,
like
yeah.
He's patois. From Botswana?
Yeah.
No, patois, like Jamaican.
Oh, yeah. Patois.
Patois.
Because that was the neighborhood he grew up in.
Wait a second. Wait, time out. That's not the Jamaican slang is called patois.
Now, are you doing the Saved by the Bell timeout? Because if you are, none of us are supposed to be able to talk.
Oh, no. I'm doing the non-Saved
okay,
by the Bell.
Yes, patois.
What is going on with the board?
I don't know.
We're having a situation.
It was around the same time as, what was the other one?
The guy who was a Hasidic?
The Lyrical Gangster. No, that was much later.
Oh, okay.
That's like, I'm the Miracle Gangster.
Excuse me, Mr. Don't tell me like that. I know what bow don't know.
Shabba Ranks was starting to come up during that time.
Katie's got
Shabba.
What was that one?
Katie's got
Snow
for
nope.
Us.
Yellow Man?
Nope.
Doing, doing, ding, ding, doing.
Nope. Nope. I mean, like, I could continue doing this with you.
Oh, yeah.
I just go,
you wouldn't even know if I started
Brian
making them
up. Tim Tam. Bling, bing, bing, bling, bing, bing.
That made me want a music bed forever.
Oh, okay, I remember this song. Yeah. Oh, ding dong down. That's what I call this song.
Yeah.
Ding dong down.
Yeah.
You're thinking of Hot Stepper.
He's a hot stepper. Murderer, right?
Yeah.
I'm the Lyrical Gangster. Murderer.
Katie, bring up Hot Stepper.
Yeah.
We're going to take a walk down. Hip.
I always used to want it to just be like, I'm the Lyrical Gangster.
That's a Pete Holmes coaster. Enjoy it.
Yeah, no, I love them. Looking at Pete Holmes coasters.
Yep.
Sorry.
How's your podcast going?
It's
great. Is it fun for you?
Yeah, I really enjoy it. Yeah. I like the one I have the most fun with is Get Lost, where we blindfold somebody and put them in my car and then drive them to somewhere we've never been before. And then they have to figure out where they are.
I want to do one where I do that to you.
Exactly. That's our idea.
Yeah, that's
going to be
one. Kidnapping.
Yeah. Mm. But it's agreed upon kidnapping.
Yeah, yeah. It's like role-playing kidnapping.
Role-playing kidnapping. Exactly. Yeah.
Did you find Hot Stepper?
Oh,
okay.
Oh. Vivo.
How long did you guys do? Because you and Kristen did the hot tub show in New York.
Yeah, we started in 2005.
I feel like I did that show in New York.
I think you
too.
Did.
I did. I've done it in L.A., but I know I did it in New York, too.
I think Hard and Firm maybe did it.
Oh, we did. That's right.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then, now it's in L.A., too. It's on every Monday. At the Virgil.
Silver Lake.
Which East Side.
I was thrown off a little bit because that was the first time I'd been on the road so much. And I had not performed for Los Angeles Comedy Hipsters in a long time. And when I came back, I was not only not used to doing like a 10-minute set, but it's just I had road energy.
Yeah.
And I just sort of felt like I was like, oh, shit, that's right. This is a slightly different mode.
Yeah, it's a
than
different
where I
mode.
Was before.
It is weird that like you kind of come up doing all that stuff and you get used to that 10 minutes. And then when you go on the road for so long, you come back and
because
it's like,
the road breaks you of those habits.
It breaks you, but you get new habits.
Did you find bringing the show from New York to Los Angeles, do you find a different tone from the audience?
We went from Park Slope to Silver Lake, and they're essentially there
same
should
place.
Be a tunnel, you know, that goes between the two,
like a dimensional tunnel,
place.
Like a time, like just a
the hyperloop,
yep.
The hyperloop. Yeah.
Oh, I hope that's real someday.
Yeah, right.
There's a quantum tunnel.
My car will fold up into my briefcase like the Jetsons.
Oh, come on, guys. This is like a half.
Stop this crazy thing.
Yeah.
There's a quantum tunnel between Park Slope and Silver Lake.
Yeah.
That they might be the same people existing in both states.
It's in if you go into the superhero supply store at Park Slope and go through a back door, you come out in Silver Lake in intelligentsia.
So if we could do Get Lost the podcast, but we could control time and space, and we were to drop you in a hot tub show, and I would have to ask you, are you looking at a New York audience or a Los Angeles audience? Could you tell the difference?
Because of the spaces.
No, but the people,
I think the people
East Coast
themselves.
Hipsters are a bit different than West Coast hipsters.
Less hats on the East Coast. Less shitty hats.
They don't have to worry about the sun, though.
They don't have to worry about it. So nobody wears fedoras over there. But lots of fedoras here. Still on the East Side. I thought at some point they would go away. Nope. I'm waiting for it.
They all stayed, and the bridge that kept them there went from Indiana Jones to David Faustino, and then David Faustino wore it until the hipsters picked it back up.
Took it over again.
That's a bigger brim than they usually wear, though.
Yep,
well, it evolved.
That.
It evolved in the Faustino incubation period.
Could you please say that
as
the cocaine boss guy?
The hats they wore had a much smaller brim than Indiana Jones.
So
boss, the cocaine's in the back.
Cut, please stop improvising the fedora line. No one is wearing a fedora in this program.
Now I can understand if it's like North by Northwest. I can start to hear that. Like this is 40s kind of. You're up in the hills of the gold rush.
Look, on Mount Rushmore, a man. Oh no, a plane. So. Dodge.
Wait,
run.
Are you slowly getting to Superman? Oh, look, a man, a plane.
Oh, no. It's Superman.
Tying everything together.
Superman. You put the emphasis
Superman.
On man.
It's Superman. Oh. A cape.
Look up in the sky.
Yeah. Boots.
Just pointing out everything that no one cares about.
Yellow belt.
Should we have him? Should we cut tape and have him redo the cocaine boss line? Just let him keep going. I want to see where he's going.
I
want to
see where this guy goes.
Yeah.
I feel like this guy's got a world inside of him.
Like cocaine through the hourglass. Sir.
I feel like this character needs a name now.
I don't know what it would be.
Let's call him, hang on, I'm trying to think of a name that would be synonymous with both Miami Vice and a 1940s noir.
Bruce Gutter.
Bruce Gutter.
There you go.
See, I was going to go for, like, Kirk Kirby or someone, that has it, but I like Bruce Gutter.
Okay.
Bruce Gutter.
No?
Yeah, he's French.
You're just Bruce Gutter.
Yes, maybe here to the common tongue, yes.
The common tongue?
I'm still trying to figure this guy out.
No, you
talking about myself.
I feel like you got him. I feel like you got him.
He's there. He's a 4D.
It's almost like I think you understand Bruce Gutter a little bit better than Jonah Ray.
Probably.
He's 4D. He's four dimensions right now.
Oh, cocaine. Up my nose it goes, and it makes me feel great.
Where it stops, nobody knows. Did you ever find Hot Stepper?
Yeah.
Ready?
Let's listen.
It's Kiss FM 1997. Here's Hot Stepper. Here comes the Hot Stepper. Now do the line about cocaine.
Never heard this.
Boss, bring me the cocaine. Ooh, it's this Hot Stepper. Remote supply.
Bruce Gutter covers Hot Stepper.
Yeah.
Is this a guy?
It kind of hurts to do this voice.
Does it?
It's it pinches my vocal cord.
Yeah.
A bit too much.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta do it, man. That's what the people expect now. You knew what you were getting into when you chose this voice.
More cocaine.
He moves from the mic to breathe in.
Ironically, the thing that
will
help you...
Like Tezande.
Ironically, the thing that will help you continue doing the voice is more cocaine.
More cocaine. Feel that drip.
It was Bruce Gutter that killed Jonah Ray.
That's my dying words. Bruce Gutter.
Jonah dead.
Bruce Gutter wants too much. Okay.
You can't do it, and if you do it anymore, you're going to die.
I must.
That's what the people want. When is the hot tub show in Los Angeles?
Monday.
We all do.
Yep, at 8 p.m.
Monday at 8 p.m.
What's today? Thursday. Okay, today's Thursday. So I can't.
Let's get into the fact that you have an album out on Kill Rock Stars.
Legendary punk rock
label. Legendary punk rock label from the Northwest. I was extremely jealous very stoked for you.
Well, you can have one too. You can have one too. We'll set it up. We'll set up. We'll make it happen.
We're going to put out split 7-inch.
Split 7-inch.
Just tall white guy split 7-inch.
Two jokes each.
Yeah. I've always wanted to do like a split 7-inch series where it's just called Two Stories Tall. And it's just like people have like short stories on either side.
I think it's a great idea. I was going to put out a 7-inch originally before I started working with Kill Rockstars with this small label in Atlanta. And it was just like...
Which one?
They are... I can't remember the name right now.
Henry Owings?
Don't put me on
Chunklet
the spot.
Or...
it's my buddy's label. Okay. It's guys from of Montreal who just started their own label.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's the Atlanta, you said? Athens?
No, Athens.
Yeah. By the Elephant Six Collective.
Yes. Yeah.
And your friend was wearing...
The B-52s are from there.
They are.
There we go.
B-52s.
And who else?
R.E.M.
There we go.
Yes.
Stand in the place where you work.
Go, Chris.
Now face north.
Spam in your lunchbox at work.
Spam in your
lunchbox. Pork.
Oh, my God. If you could do that with any Weird Al song. Like, every Weird Al song. It's just ready to go on repeat in your brain.
For the most part, yeah. I know... I don't know lyrics very well, unless it's the Weird Al version.
Here come the hot spam.
He didn't do that.
Yeah,
he did.
Lunch! Na 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 na.
What would be the Weird Al version of that song?
Of which song?
Hot Stepper.
Of Hot Stepper? Hot Pastrami?
No, we can't have the same word.
What's the refrain?
Tot Prepper. It's about the lunch lady preparing tater tots.
That's a bit of a reach, but I may allow it.
Here come the Big Dipper. Chocolate on top.
The funny thing about this is we could just call Al and go,
what would it have been?
What would your parody be?
Here comes the Hot Pepper.
Hot Pepper. Yeah, it's
burning up.
It's like a Chili's.
Oh yeah, it's hot chili.
It's burning up.
Yeah.
Here comes a hot pepper burning up. Yeah. No. I don't know the original song, so I can't even get it.
Tot Prepper was it?
No,
Pepper.
I think that
I see the music video already. The lunch lady's there.
Tot Prepper.
Tater tot. She's just
why doesn't she prepare children
of preparing the tater tots?
Why doesn't she prepare tots?
Yes, yeah. She's a witch lunch lady who serves children to other children.
Yeah.
Look, they're
called
witch.
Tater tots.
Oh, this guy's in this movie too. He's the best.
I buy him as the witch guy.
Oh no! Oh, these tots need to be prepped. I need a tot prepper.
Thank you,
murderer.
I've turned this episode, this interview of you, into a reason to do that voice. And I apologize.
Oh no, I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
Anytime Bruce Gutter wants to come out,
thank you.
You got to let him out.
I have to
unleash the Bruce.
It hurts. I do. How did you get in contact with the Kill Rockstars people? Did they contact you, or were you?
It was on Twitter.
Here we go.
It was on Twitter. They retweeted a joke of mine, and then I like retweeted and made a joke like if my 15-year-old self knew that you guys had retweeted me. First, I'd have to completely explain Twitter.
What
but
was the
really
joke?
Excited. I don't know. I have no memory of what the joke was. But that just started a conversation. We were just like talking online. And then I was like, do you ever think about putting a comedy out?
Oh, wow.
And they were like, yeah, we have. And it was the same day. And at, like that afternoon, I talked with Portia, who ran Kill Rock Stars. And she was like, let's do it. And I was like, all right.
Fucking A.
Yeah.
That's
it was
so
all
rad.
Very fast and felt very much
so
not
punk rock
like,
works, man.
Exactly. It felt punk rock and it didn't feel like entertainment industry, which would be like, we'll sit on it for 6 months and then get back to you. You know?
Yeah.
It was like, no, we want to do this.
Let's look at Kurt's social media
footprint
see what his clout score is before
How many Instagram followers does he have?
What's your influencer number?
On Vine?
Yeah.
What's your influencer number? Is it Vine or Instagram? Vinestagram? You doing Vinestagram?
I'm Vinstagram.
Vinstagram?
Yeah, that's just Vince Vaughn pictures.
Yeah.
Vinstagram. Hey, pretty baby.
Hey, pretty. Yeah, it's all from Swingers.
Nothing
from
else.
Swingers.
Yeah.
That's
one
cool.
picture from
cool
Jurassic Park 2. And,
oh, that's right.
I tweeted a picture of Liam Neeson once from the movie Taken, and I just connected it to Twitter, so it said Taken with Instagram. You would just click on it. It was just Liam Neeson on the phone.
And the award for best use of social media bonding goes to
Me.
Matt Mira.
No!
No! This is the only time we will say his name. So remember it. Matt Mira. I did it again.
Don't even correct
it. It can't be
anymore.
Pronounced any other way. It's a short I. For
if someone does,
kill them.
I'm sorry, I've read that wrong. It's Mate Mira.
Oh, God, it's even more wrong.
Talk about Nerdist. Nerdist.
Cocaine.
No.
Oh, yeah, it's when you're tempted to look down and you wanna get down.
What?
Cocaine.
When you're ready to go and you don't turn around.
Cocaine.
Sit don't like, sit don't like, sit don't like, na 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 na.
Cocaine.
It's like he's under
today's
the burden.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Portlandia.
Hundreds of pounds of cocaine on his shoulders. When he speaks.
Cocaine.
He is the Atlas of cocaine.
I can't get rid of this white demon upon my back.
And the gods.
He doesn't
said,
know how to do it. Just, all he does is take hot baths and then roll in it.
I'm numb.
My skin wants to party all night long.
All I know how to do is put it on my tongue and say it's pure.
The '80s. That's the only
that's
way.
How you know.
And everybody.
You rub it on your teeth.
It's pure.
But how quickly cops were willing to cut that bag open, stick a big finger in it, and put it in there. It's like you're still taking cocaine, guys.
Yeah, it's my fifth raid today.
Yeah, we gotta fight some more. Oh, we gotta fight some more.
Oh, this guy's got something on him. Let's see what it is. Oh, fuck, I knew it.
You brought that.
What?
The guy who busts the pot is just like, let's see if it's real. Just starts rolling a joint, lighting it up. Oh, yeah, I think it's real.
Just brings out a vaporizer. Let's see if this thing is real.
No, he bakes it. He takes time to bake it into brownies.
Yeah.
And then you have to wait for it to hit him.
Yeah.
It's like 40 minutes, guys. Just like maybe a half hour.
Wait.
The movie was good, but the last 3 hours were weird.
Guys,
just watching him bake that brownie. Yeah.
Guys, it's been an hour and a half. I think it was just oregano. Call it off.
Wait a minute, I feel a little weird. No.
I'm not sure.
Kind of in my head.
I had
about
a big
it.
Dinner, so maybe we have to wait.
Yeah.
You guys want to go see Pac Rim? I mean, let's just do it.
And then it's real.
It's real. And the last, he wants to see Pac Rim.
The last 2.5 hours of the movie are just them going to see
another movie.
Then you see the movie with
with them. Oh.
Yeah, just their heads blocking most of the
action.
Screen.
Yeah.
It's shot on a 90-degree angle at their heads. Yeah. So you don't. It's in an old movie theater, no stadium seating. Not a chance of avoiding his head. Guys, we have fun here at the Nerdist Podcast.
Don't comment on the now.
Improv 101 with Jonah Ray. Just let it be.
I feel
man.
Weird.
Just get
that's
into
just
it.
My way of verbalizing the after laughter.
But that's like that's actually hilarious.
It is pretty funny.
Funny.
That's actually funny. Oh, thanks, asshole.
If you just replace like the sigh of like with like then all of a sudden it sets a pregnant pause in motion. Yeah.
I express my emotions with words. Naughty sound.
Are we about to fuck?
Nerdist got sexy.
Yo, that Nerdist got sexy.
Yo, Nerdist got sexy.
Guys, let's do a 4 points. We'll touch dicks in the middle.
That's a 4 points.
Yep. Is that what that
what?
Is?
What? I've never fucking heard of
that.
What
are you talking about that?
Yeah.
What? That is it. No one in this room has heard that.
No
one in this room has heard that.
Oh, maybe you guys know it as the pinwheel.
No, wait. I don't know four dicks touching is anything. Yeah. I don't think that's a thing.
I call that a crucifuck.
two dicks touching when the foreskin is wrapped to the other dick. That's
snoodling.
That's docking.
Now we know
I call it snoodling.
Snoodling or docking.
I I call it snuffle up.
You're getting two more dicks in?
And garbage bagging is when you take two dicks and you twisty tie them together. And then you have the balls underneath.
When a guy with the bigger dick puts his skin over a guy with the smaller dick, I call that tremorsing.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I prefer tremorsing too.
Starring or Kevin Bacon.
Yeah.
Whoa. Hey-o.
Guys, what's happening right now is just a really good time. We're having a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We're saying things, we're riffing off of each other.
Enjoying.
So yeah, you were getting back to the four dicks.
I'm sorry, what was that?
You were doing the four dicks had a point though before I interrupted.
Yes,
you.
Their points are all
four
touching.
4 points.
Yep. That's it. 4 points.
Dicks. I was making 4 points.
Oh, okay, you had 4 points to make. We made them all.
Yeah, great.
Interesting.
Are you working on anything right now? Besides, you have your album coming out. Are you working on anything else at the moment?
Yeah, I'm doing Conan tonight.
Sweet.
Yeah, I mean not tonight for the people who are listening. But,
you did Conan recently.
Did Conan recently? Yeah.
Which also works
what
for
happened,
the current
man?
Conversation.
What went wrong? I mean, you. What happened?
It really fell. Everything fell apart.
That's where the
people are
going to
read
out.
Too much into that.
They say it, man. They fucking called it.
They called it out.
Do you like doing the talk shows, or is it nerve wracking?
I mean, it was doing stand up, so it was. I was totally fine until like maybe 15 minutes before I would go time. And I started getting a little nervous. And then, like, right when you're standing behind the curtain, I was like, oh, I gotta start doing some breathing exercises.
Because
there's, like, a little, like, my heart wants to just shit inside my belly.
Yeah, I started, like, nervously riffing with the guys that pulled the curtain.
Oh, yeah, I just kept shaking their hands.
Yeah, I bet they have, like, a fucking load. They've seen it all. Like, but I did a thing where I was like, I can't go on. Take my glasses and shirt. You do it for me.
You know what? That would actually make a fun like little web series where you it's like the curtain puller guys basically have GoPros on them.
It's
and
a great
you
idea.
You see everything people are doing right before they go out, like whatever sort of pants shitting or whatever it is that they're doing. And then immediately, and it just ends with them walking out and being like, hi, you know, whatever the thing.
Or if you just keep it all back there, it's just those moments. And then coming back afterwards, like completely relieved, just like, yeah.
Or
like, oh, or like really angry.
How long are you doing? Like five minutes? 5 minutes.
Yeah.
It's a weird setup, isn't it?
It is weird.
Most of the people are up and to the right.
Yeah, and I'm fine with looking up like that. I kind of like performing that way. But the weird thing is, like, you know, of course, it's that there's no stand-up before you. So you're getting the audience used to hearing jokes from a person who's not Conan O'Brien.
Yeah.
And you only have 5 minutes.
And you have 5 minutes. So the first two jokes, I feel like, are kind of throwaways. Even if you like the jokes and you know they work, they're not going to get your normal response.
It's also like a loud band and a few celebrities come right before you.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So it's like, and then it's just like, and somebody you've never heard of. Here he is. Listen to him make you chuckle.
Yeah.
But the second half went really, couldn't have gone better. So I was really excited.
Hey, the audience just as a unified body. Hey, everybody, it's Kurt Brownaller from the K-Hole.
I had no idea the K-Hole was this big.
This is really
Wait, just
great.
All the listeners are here? Oh, great.
Unified.
We enjoy your Get Lost bit.
How are you all talking at the same time?
Can we stop? You're supposed to be laughing.
Ha, 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 ha.
Oh, these are robots. The robots.
Enjoyable.
Enjoyable. I think I did a Doctor Who, like one of those behind the scene things, and I just kept calling the Daleks Daleks.
Oh, great.
The whole time.
On purpose?
And then they aired it. No, I just was just like, I'm going to call them Daleks.
You kept on doing a thing that would make me so uncomfortable in Montreal, where you would just start speaking fake French to people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And you would they would, people would just be confused and walk away. You'd be like, I love this.
But it would start off with real French and then quickly devolve to fake French. Yeah. But I don't know. I get... I don't even mean to do it. I'm not even trying to do it like meanly. I'm just like, oh, bonjour, je ne parle point.
Yeah, yeah.
Je ne parle point.
Oh, God. Every fucking time.
Do you like fucking with people?
I don't really like fucking with people, but I do like having a good time, Chris. I like to have a good time.
Yo, bro. Fucking you're in the right place, buddy.
Is this the place to have a good time?
This is Good Time Central.
Oh!
Did someone ask for cocaine?
Laughing. Enjoying. We having a good time.
It's Myra.
Fun.
Superman. Just bringing it all back. A guy who makes connections with not, he doesn't understand what connections are.
Yeah.
He just yells the word of something that happened previously.
Yeah. This good time moment was brought to you by Cocaine Boss and Bruce Gutter. I feel like Bruce Gutter has a future.
Thank you.
But Cocaine Boss doesn't.
Nope. Well, so far, we've not heard from Cocaine Boss.
Yeah.
So wouldn't even know
what the boss sounds like.
Yeah, he could just be a disembodied voice that we never see the person.
Bruce, I swear the cocaine was in the back seat of the car. I don't know what you mean by that. To imply that I did the cocaine. I did not do the cocaine.
My
I swear to God, if you were in my sister's husband,
he don't understand.
Is that French?
This sounds like the Mr. Belvedere origin story. this is the prequel to this
series.
That's
why he ended up
I'm
being
getting
a
out
nanny.
Of the game.
Yes. He was down and out. Cocaine Boss was after him.
Mr. Belvedere's real name was Bruce Gutter. And he was working in the cocaine trade. And,
until he crossed the wrong cocaine boss.
He was totally hiding out from
I couldn't understand a
someone.
Word he was saying.
He had to have been. What else is he doing in America?
With that family.
He's British.
Hey, last night in the middle. This is my Bob Yuko. Hey, in the middle of the night, you were saying something about cocaine while you were asleep. Is everything okay, Belvedere?
Of course.
Was Belvedere British, though?
Yeah.
He was, right?
Yeah.
He was British.
No
Let's not make him Mr. Belvedere because I like this voice so much. Yeah, I don't want him to be an impression.
Remember that SNL sketch? Tom Hanks is on the Mr. Belvedere fan club.
Yeah.
No.
They had a Mr. Belvedere fan club, and they had to ask everyone to not murder Mr. Belvedere. Like, that was their rule.
Do you guys know the industry term to Belvedere?
No, what is it?
It's to sit on your balls right before shooting.
Oh, because he had that. Well, I think it was, did Paul F. Tompkins have that bit, or was it Patton? One of them had a bit where they did an impersonation of the actor Christopher Hitchens. Like, he had some sort of a, like, fluid filled his balls, and it wasn't cum.
And it wasn't, like,
It wasn't fun fluid. It was some kind of, like, he had some sort of a problem where his balls were swollen.
But it was filled with vitamins, right? I mean, we could
and
still
minerals,
mine it.
Nine essential vitamins and minerals.
All right, it's still a potential.
4 out of 5 doctors recommend.
Unobtainium C.
So.
Conobtainium.
But one of
the fact that hasn't been said yet.
Yeah, thank you.
You guys didn't see the Avatar porn.
Oh, really?
No.
I'm
just stating.
Actually, yeah. I did.
Cumobtainium?
Well, I don't remember if it was Cumobtainium. Chloe and I went through a period when we first started dating where we were just getting the porn parodies.
No, that was just Chloe once a month.
Nope.
It's going to still happen.
Nope. Where we got all the ones where they had to do full body makeup just to see how they did it. And in Avatar, when they did the Avatar one.
We got all the ones. What database did you check?
Well, I need to know which full body makeup. Enter.
Avatar porn.
Oh, Vivid, you have quite a few selections.
Yeah. This makeup's not very Vivid. So basically on the Avatar one, the guy was fully blue except for his cock, which they were like, well, there's nothing we can do about this. I mean, it's going to get sucked off. It's going to get sucked off orally or pussily, either one. So we're going to have to just not. So like everything was blue except the guy's penis. In the Simpsons one, they were the hue was adjusted.
Said
it looked
their dicks
really
look
weird.
Yellow.
They have to make their whole bodies look yellow.
Bleesh.
But one time, traversing the internet, I found a clip of what seemed to be a Danish or German porn where it was two guys and a girl, and they were all in blue, and they were having this girl suck off the two guys, and the guys were whistling the Smurfs theme song.
What is this? No, that's the. La 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 la, sing a happy dog.
And his crank is completely blue, but it's starting to get rubbed off on her face, and like, and it's real. You look it up.
Do you guys remember that? Always
I feel bad for Smurfs.
Going to porn.md and then put in Smurf porn.
Have you ever seen Scooby-Doo porn? I once Googled yes. Scooby-Doo porn. Super disturbing.
I'm into the Velmas, though.
Anything coming up?
The Simpsons one was gross because they did the voices actually really well.
Really?
And it was creepy.
Oh, that's disturbing.
And it,
well, that guy James Dean, he did Homer, right? Or Mo.
I don't remember.
James Dean, the one who's in the movie in with What's-Her-Face?
Yeah, yeah. He, in an interview, like...
Is it like 5 hours long?
Oh, we just want the audio. Which one is it?
We know which flash porn site Jonah visits.
No, this was an aggregator, Chris.
Sorry. Yeah. Don't get aggregated.
Come on.
I'll give you what?
I'll get aggregated, Chris.
I'll give you that.
Yeah, that's, you know, it's any of that one.
It's just any of those.
So there's a Papa Smurf. There's a guy with a red hat and a white beard, and then there's, I don't know.
Papa, just leave Papa out of it. Get a prankster in there.
Unfortunately, he has blue balls. Come on.
Yeah, up high.
Thank you.
All the time.
I missed it.
All the time.
That's the whitest time I've ever seen in my life.
This is what it sounded like.
It was the slap.
It was like just imagine like two pieces of dry salami kind of slapping each other.
Somehow their hands went through each other.
It's just like...
We're dead! We just ended up holding hands. Yeah. We holding hands for
Good
a
job.
Brief moment.
I don't know when to let go.
Oh, no, yeah. There we go. That was actually a better high five.
It was like Stallone and Carl Weathers.
just the audio.
Just the audio.
Just the audio. It's worth it,
yeah,
I guess.
We're just going to listen to people hump. And we're going to imagine
the whistling.
Them to
it's
be blue.
Because they're in a field, too.
Uh-huh. Well, that
of
makes
course.
Sense for
where they're two apples high.
Yeah.
I have to pee. You guys. I swear I'm not going
two.
To jerk off or
were
anything if that's what you're worried about.
Two apples high, which always seemed too big for me.
Yeah.
Here it is.
La, 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 la. This is like
yeah,
a,
they're not whistling.
Ich bin
Stargi. Ich bin Stargi.
Ich bin einer Schladen.
Meet horny girls and flings who are looking
for... Pop-up ad got us every time. Every time, guys.
Guys, we have to put these pop-up ads on in case someone plays us on a podcast. So get the audio.
Is there anywhere in there?
Jonah, go navigate. Oh, there you go.
Are those the dicks whistling?
Let me see.
They ain't whistling Dickie.
Oh, my God!
Oh, it's three guys.
Also, Papa Smurf is overweight.
Yeah.
Also, they're whistling.
And that one's bored.
Yeah, he's really...
They're whistling. They do, definitely looked... do, like, close-ups of them whistling,
yeah.
meaning they weren't getting a bunch of
yeah, yeah.
close-ups
happening. That looked like Derek Waters painted blue.
Yeah, he also kind of... Like, Derek Waters as Nightcrawler.
I'm glad we saw that without having to see their actual dicks.
Yeah, and we actually just yeah.
Really? Yeah, they just showed up.
Way to go, guys.
Really?
Yeah,
this
yeah.
is the new new age.
This
no
is the
age?
New age.
No age is amazing.
Yeah, they're good.
You bring
I'm
computer
steal this.
Rip it.
I'm gonna steal this.
So is your album out now?
No, it comes out August 20th.
All right.
August 20th on Kill Rock Stars, but you can pre-order it right now. I don't know when this is coming out.
What do you,
we'll put it up before.
Why are you grabbing tissue paper and wiping stuff off by your computer?
Your tea?
Something happened.
Is that what you call it?
My sweet tea exploded.
yes,
oh, why is there kefir everywhere?
Come on.
What?
It's kefir.
It's kefir?
I think it's kefir.
I like to call it kefir.
Sutherland?
Yes,
yeah,
indeed.
Yeah, why wouldn't
I like to call kefir kefir Sutherland.
I think it's kefir.
Kefir is what, the little crystals of weed?
No, it's the yogurt.
That's
probiotic yogurt drink.
Oh, that's keef.
Wait, yeah. What?
Kefir.
Kefir.
Hang
kefir?
On.
You kefir? Say kefir. I say kefir.
Wait a second.
You say
there's
kefir
too
Sutherland.
Much happening.
I say kefir
I don't
Sutherland.
Understand what you're talking about.
It's a Mediterranean
they're talking
probiotic
about yogurt.
Yogurt yeah.
Oh,
right?
You're
is it Mediterranean?
Yogurt.
I think it's Mediterranean.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm
thank
talking
you.
About
there
weed
it is.
Crystals.
Thank you, Katie.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
There's pictures.
For understanding that I might not know a probiotic yogurt.
There's billboards for it all over the city.
I didn't see
it's a hot
any.
New thing, buddy.
All I saw was that one billboard asking Dwight Howard to stay.
It has protein and probiotics. Mm. It's good stuff.
All right. I'll try it out.
Have it.
Okay.
What's the name of your comedy special?
The album's called How Do I Land?
Based off of a really cool story. Go for it.
Oh, this was at the top of Reddit.
Yeah, this was at the top of Reddit
That's
for a while.
That's how he equates things that are worth anything.
You win.
I was there for a few hours, 8 hours or so. It was, so basically I ran a Kickstarter asking people to donate $4,000 to me so that I could hire a skywriter to write a joke in the sky. And we did it, and we got $6,000, and we hired a skywriter to write How Do I Land over Los Angeles in March.
And now it didn't work right the first time, right?
It never worked right. I mean, it happened.
Yeah.
All the letters came out of the plane's butthole
by,
and like,
by the
were
time...
in the sky. But the wind was just blew it away.
Oh, so
fast.
It was more about the time of year than
the
weather.
Yeah, it was more of the time of year. But basically, I had a great photographer, Robin von Swank, photograph each letter as it came out, and then she kind of composited them. So the image that you see online is a composite, but all those letters actually were in the sky.
That's great. Yeah. And you're doing another Kickstarter joke thing with a billboard, right?
I'm not going to run a Kickstarter for it. I think I have a private investor to do it.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I'm going to run some stupid billboards in the middle of the desert.
Is Bruce Gutter investing?
Bruce Gutter is definitely invested. It's a lot of cocaine money.
How much does a billboard in the middle of the desert cost?
I think probably $500. Yeah. But it costs $750 to get the stuff printed.
Okay.
So it's, $1,250. It's a good
amount. How long do you get to have it up?
That's
a month.
Worth it. That's
one. What are you going to put up on the billboard?
I think one of them's going to be the envelope. The big billboard's going to be a giant envelope, mm-hmm. And it'll just say "To Brian," and then underneath it'll say "Giant Brian, not regular Brian." That's going to be one of them. And there'll be no way to find out what it's all about. Like, there's going to be no link or anything. It'll just come, and it'll exist in a small town. Everyone will be confused and maybe laugh.
Oh, God,
and then it won't
great.
Exist, and then it'll just disappear.
But you know what I'm going to do?
What?
I am going to buy the URL giantbrian.com and make a killing.
A killing from the 1,200 people that are in this small town.
I mean,
probably have to go. They have to go to the McDonald's for Wi-Fi.
What's the other one? You're going. It's very possible you could infuse the economy of that small town with
people
new
coming
money
by. Yeah.
Coming by just to see the giant Brian billboard.
It's,
yeah.
It's like the Jesus painting, the fresco Jesus.
Yep.
Like it's like that. That
oh, that's a new thing. Like people will really go to see it.
People
now, right?
Like it's
yeah,
that town.
Was also
that
on the top of Reddit.
Yeah.
Yeah. That village is like getting tons of people going to it. Or
I
that,
call
like,
him Monkey Jesus. Is that okay? Do most
people
call
him
call
Monkey
that?
Jesus. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
But yeah, so apparently it's just there's tons. And then that lady who fucked it up, who was mortified at first, is now trying to get some of the money.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's the other billboard?
The other billboard's going to be just a an animated paperclip that just says, "Looks like you're trying to make a billboard. Can I help?"
That seems though like it would be. Like an actual
thing.
Advertisement
for... Well, the thing
for...
is, the other one seems like it would be an advertisement for like a movie maybe about a giant Brian.
Yeah.
That's going to come later. It's like a teaser.
What do you got? What,
like
you got one of them
one
giant Brian?
Like, it's like, outdoor advertising works. Do you need help?
Yeah, right. Yeah, oh, maybe. Yeah, yeah. Well, there's another one that's going to be just a bird wearing a shirt that says Bill, and it'll just say, "This Bill Bird for rent."
Again, it seems like it just seems like a billboard company doing really cute.
You're just like,
I know. I need to figure out a way to make it so it doesn't seem like that.
So how much is that going to cost?
I mean, I'm hoping I can get each one done for $1,250.
I love that there's just some benefactor. It's a private investor.
Yeah,
it's like Kurt. I'm gonna give you this $37.50.
She already helped me make because I wanted to make this dumb stop sign, that I put.
Is it Kristen?
No, it's not Kristen. Her name is Rebecca. She's awesome, and she helped me make this sign. So it's just underneath a stop sign right next to my house, and it just says stop, and then underneath it says no, you stop, because it's another stop sign underneath it. And that people do come and photograph it all the time.
That's awesome.
Because the guys at the auto plant there, like they always like be like, people are always coming by.
That's cool.
And I'm like, do you like it? They're like, it's dumb.
Yeah. I don't get it.
I don't. All right. See you later. It.
Bruce Gutter loves it.
Bruce Gutter.
I've taken many Polaroids of it.
Bruce Gutter still uses the technology from Miami Vice 8.
Yeah.
He drives around an 83 Corvette.
100 rolls of Polaroids.
Yes. Note to self. Oh, I need more mini cassettes.
Mini cassettes. Oh, that's... mint. That is right. That is a mint joke.
I cannot tell you how much I love Bruce Gutter. Yeah. Maybe. Hey, Jonah, can we hang out with Bruce Gutter later?
Well, wait. Who you asking?
Jonah. I'm sorry. This is a private conversation between us and Bruce Gutter.
Sorry.
Yes.
Okay, Bruce. We're going to have to figure out a way to keep you and freeze you and then just shove Jonah down.
Oh, I can't. I derive all my power from Jonah.
That's why you can overtake him. You can make Jonah the Bruce Gutter.
You don't know the things he does.
Really?
Oh, I shouldn't say.
But I gotta go. I'm teaching an aerobics class at the Y.
Wait, he pushes cocaine and does aerobics? This guy's got it all.
Where do I get all my energy? And clients.
That would explain the leg warmers.
That was a... Sorry, I messed up. That's what I was doing.
There it is.
There we go.
What is your Twitter?
Kurt Brownler. If you just Google Kurt Comedy, I'm the only one other than Metzger.
Oh, gotcha.
That's easier because my last name's a nightmare.
Brownler.
Brownler. Brown O-H.
O-H.
L-E-R. That's why it's the K-hole.
The K-hole.
O-H-L-E. Yeah.
Well, it's good to see you, man.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
Fucking around. This was fun.
This was some fun fuck time.
It was good.
Yeah.
This is fun.
This is... Ready?
Do you guys want to end with the 4 points?
4 points it up. Here we go. Zip.
Zip.
I don't know if it would... That's a pretty...
It smacks. They smack.
That's a
pretty... we're not erect.
That's a pretty meaty...
You're not. Yes. Oh, I got a man.
No,
I was taking a break.
Keep rolling.
The cocaine. I got no way out of this. This bit is done.
Let it drive the podcast into the ground.
Will do.
Now leaving Nerdist.com. Enjoy your burrito.
This episode of the Nerdist Podcast is brought to you by Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com, click on the radio microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in Nerdist for a $110 bonus offer, including a digital scale and $55 of free postage. That's Stamps.com. Enter the promo code Nerdist.